Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Uriel Rosen, operations manager at Hatzolah Medical Rescue, to find out what is going on in terms of cases in the community. Uriel, good morning to you. How are you?
Good and you. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you indeed. Yo, you know, the scary thing is, like, with COVID around, every year older, like, you just add a comorbidity or something. You know, like, there's a factor there, isn't it? Uriel, what is happening with cases in our community as far as Hatzolah is concerned?
We are coming down. We really are. We're seeing less and less cases every week. Over the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, we've started seeing a reduction in numbers. This week's they keep coming down. This week's our lowest number. We've only had 56 new signups this week so far. And that's very different to last week's number. We ended off last week with 122 new signups, and the week before with 164 new signups. So we're definitely coming down. I mean, it's quite a big reduction in numbers.
It's just incredible. Yeah. It's so fascinating to see. I read an article this morning talking about the UK that they opened up. In fact, as numbers were increasing, and instead of continuing to increase, it still kind of fell because that was the wave that they were on. Do you have any better understanding? I mean, I don't know that there's an organization that's closer to it in terms of tracking a community. Do you see a direct correlation between the lockdowns and the turning of the corner, or is it just everything that comes together and goes together and ebbs and flows? Because it's got to be the most fascinating thing to watch.
There is definitely a correlation between lockdowns, to different extents though. For example, like an alcohol ban helped hospitals. Doesn't really stop the new signups to the program, but it definitely freed up beds within the hospital. Schools, I don't know, we're trying to look at the data a little bit more in depth to try and see, stopping gatherings actually reduce numbers. Anecdotally, I really do think it does. They're definitely less numbers, you know, when you're not in big, you know, groups of people. Definitely. But to actually say that lockdown has made an effect, I can't tell you that with 100% certainty.
Yeah, it's just such a strange one. You know, I wonder if we'll ever know. I wonder, because you can't really do a control sample, because there's just so many factors at play.
Exactly.
Just tell us how your vaccination site is going.
So it's going really well. If you'd really want more on that, we'd probably best get the person running the vaccination site involved. But I mean, we're doing Hatzolah's vaccinating between 250 and 350 people a day. It's a quick turnaround time, which is really great. I think, I mean, apart from the 15-minute wait after your vaccine, the average wait time, queuing time, whatever, is about 5 minutes. So it's really quick.
It's just incredible.
We need to encourage everyone. Domestic workers, you know, anyone in that bubble.
Yeah, so I think that is a big factor, and I really do believe that people have a responsibility within their own homes and networks to just look up from your own phones and look around you and say, has this person registered? Can I help them in some way? And I think you might be very surprised that what is simple for you to do, especially with older people, maybe with a domestic worker, with somebody that isn't quite sure how to go about this process, just help them out. Help people out and just make sure. I really do believe it's our responsibility to look up around us and see who we can assist in encouraging to get a vaccine.
The more small bubbles that we vaccinate will basically obviously mean the bigger bubbles get vaccinated, and that means more people get vaccinated. And more people get vaccinated, it's better for our community.
Absolutely, absolutely right. That is where we leave it. Uriel Rosen, thank you for the incredible work that you are doing, and Hatzolah continues to do.